From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court outlawed child marriage Wednesday after two former child brides took the government to court in a groundbreaking case to challenge the practice that is rife in the South African nation. Lufnis Mudzuru and Ravimbo Sapodzi asked for child marriage to be declared illegal and unconstitutional, saying it was a form of child abuse which trapped girls in lives of poverty and suffering. The court ruled that as of January 20th, no one in Zimbabwe may enter into any marriage, including customary law unions, before the age of 18, which struck down a section of the Marriage Act which allows girls to marry at 16 but boys at 18. The UN Security Council delegation headed to Burundi Wednesday with a message for the government and opposition to start substantive dialogue and avert catastrophe before it's too late. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. More than 230,000 people have fled the country, and human rights violations are on the rise. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is leading the mission along with her French and Angola counterparts. She told VOA that Burundi is at a crossroads.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
2.5 million people in the Central African Republic have too little to eat because of conflict and insecurity, and that number has doubled in the past year. That's according to the United Nations World Food Program Wednesday. The country descended into turmoil in 2013, where rebels seized power. VOA News.